I'm Deborah Bird.
And I'm Joel Block for Earth and Sky, Monday, October 11th. The biggest planet in our solar system is Jupiter. 11 planet Earths could fit side by side in front of it. Jupiter orbits the Sun about 5 times farther away than Earth does. It takes 12 years to complete a single orbit around the Sun.
Earth flies around the Sun once every year, so it's mostly our motion and orbit that determines where we see Jupiter in the night sky. As seen from all across Earth, the planet was up in the west after sunset until about mid-August this year. Then Earth's faster motion and orbit placed the Sun between us and Jupiter, and we couldn't see Jupiter at all for a couple of months.
Now Jupiter is returning to our sky again. Our vantage point on it has shifted, so we see Jupiter now in the east before dawn. It's low in the sky. So you need a very clear eastern horizon to see Jupiter. And don't mistake Jupiter for another bright planet up before the sun. The planet that's very bright and relatively high in the east before sunup is Venus.
Jupiter will be near the waning crescent moon tomorrow morning. If you can't see the pair shortly before sunup, try scanning in the east with binoculars. In the coming weeks, Jupiter will be getting higher in the east before dawn. It'll be near Venus by the end of this month.
Special thanks today to Research Corporation, a foundation for the advancement of science. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.